The Prodigal Project, Book 2, Exodus, by Ken Abraham and Daniel Hart. Chapter 1. A long road of dust and ash, bleak, hot, and unending, headed west into a sheet-metal sky bloodied by a sun hidden in haze. The landscape cut by the road was harsh and unforgiving. Sand and rock, low, craggy hills hunkered down on the far horizon, rippled by waves of heat. Where a tree dared to push its way up out of the hard ground, it stood tough and twisted, ripped by the dry winds, soured by the mean dribble of acid water. Brindle brush lay rusting along the contours of ancient and mocking stream beds, and clusters of tumbleweed gathered like crowns of thorns around angled outcroppings of rock. Here and there the road was bordered by a barbed wire fence that looked as if it had grown from red dirt sown with nails, the broken and coiled wire clinging to the weathered posts like iron vines. Into this hellish and unforgiving landscape drove a father in search of his son. Thomas Church gripped the steering wheel of the battered and dusty Ford Bronco and tried not to look too far down the road. The distances were unnerving. The far horizon, an undulating line running west with the sun, unreachable. Church had seen several bleached and staring longhorn skulls wired to gnarled trees, and twice saw the same empty and haunting look from human skulls, with their silently shrieking grins jammed onto fence posts. Fewer wrecked or abandoned vehicles sat on the road than he had seen in previous days, and fewer people, too, dead or alive. Sometimes bodies lay sprawled next to obvious accident scenes, decayed and scattered by carrion birds.